In today's Gospel, our Lord speaks of three things essentially, that we must gird our loins and light our lamps, and then he gives us the reason that we must do this, because we must wait for the Master's return, we must wait for the divine bridegroom, that is, we must wait for Christ himself. And so it is absolutely necessary, if we are to fulfill the mission that God has appointed for us, that is, the salvation of our soul in union with the Blessed Trinity in heaven, we must always gird our loins, and most particularly, the doctors and fathers are pointing out here that our Lord is speaking of the virtue of purity, that is, when we do not violate the sixth and ninth commandment in any manner. And so, it is most important in this day and age that we always gird our loins, that is, keep vigilant, because it is one of the primary vices in today's world. And secondly, our Lord says that our lamps must always be lit brightly, that is, we must always carry sound doctrine about in us. And so we must, as it were, always study the faith, and we must do so in a prayerful manner. And indeed, if we do not guard ourselves in matters of purity, it will be impossible for us to maintain the light in our lamps. For it takes great effort to keep the lamps alit. Indeed, in the time of our Lord, when he was referring to these lamps, it would take great effort. The oil had to be constantly put in. The wick had to be trimmed properly so that the lamp always burned brightly. And so there was a notion of mortification even in today's examples. But first and foremost, if we do not guard ourselves in matters of the sixth and ninth commandment, then the light will go out, for it is the nature of those sins that we do not pursue in any way, manner, shape, or form the things of heaven, but the pleasures of this world. And in the pursuit of carnal pleasures, we become totally blind, and the light of our intellect goes out. Indeed, St. Alphonsus de Liguori points out the reason the Satan works so hard in order to lure souls into sins of impurity, because he knows they are not the worst of sins that can be committed, but if you want to get human beings to commit those sins that particularly destroy the intellect, that is, the violation of any one of the first three commandments, you do so by first luring them into sins of impurity, by which they will blaspheme God, they will commit sacrilegious communions, and all other a manner of sin in which they violate the third commandment. And so, let us truly strive in this day and age where it is so easy to fall into these sins. Let us strive always to turn to the one who alone is our safeguard in these matters, that is, the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that our purity becomes her purity in us, so that we are always keeping our mind and our hearts on the Lord, our lamps alight, always filled with sound doctrine, and ultimately our Lord is speaking of the good example we must give to the world, for we read very clearly in Scripture that what was the cause of the conversion of the pagan world was, as St. Paul tells us, when the pagans saw the Christian families and declared, "See how they love one another." And that was a chaste love, and that was a pure love, and it was a pure love based on sound doctrine. And so let us pray always that our lamps keep a light, and that we safeguard our flesh from the carnal pleasures of this world, so that we are always waiting for the Master when he returns, and so that when he returns, we will receive the reward that he has promised to give to each and every one of his faithful servants. And so we are truly involved in warfare in this life. We are involved in warfare against the flesh and against the mind, and there are too many false philosophies, and there are too many traps to lure us into violations of the sixth and ninth commandment in our day and age. And indeed, we cannot safeguard ourselves by setting ourselves up, as so many make the mistake of doing, by locking ourselves up in our homes. It is simply too rampant about the lure of the modern world. We must safeguard ourselves primarily by entrusting ourselves entirely and totally into the hands of the Mother of God, for she alone is our safeguard in this day and age. She alone can guide us through the traps of this modern world in a safe manner, so that we recognize the bridegroom when he comes and we find union with him for all eternity in heaven.
Christus.